Artemis, originating from the planet Apocalypse, is known as a new god. She has been affiliated with the female Furies. Her abilities include the use of a bow and arrow which affect the dead, keen senses, and has a trio of cybernetic hounds.
A member of the female Furies, Granny Goodness's cadre of female warriors, Artemis is a fierce and extraterrestrial hunter and archer that uses her bow and arrows as a weapon, as well as her cyber pack, Eunice, Secundus, and Tertius, a trio of ferocious cybernetic wolves. Artemis was not one of the original Furies, but rather joined after Lashina was betrayed by Bernadeth and left on Earth.
Granny Goodness recruited Artemis into the Furies to fill the loss. She's known to often bicker with Stompa, but got along well with the other Furies.
Her keen senses are often helpful, and the Furies occasionally have her scout the area rather than stay with the team. During the battle with Suicide Squad, Artemis battled Nightshade, who defeated her, but did not kill her.
Granny Goodness, after Nightshade's boasting, told her that she should have. Later, she joined the Furies as they battled Supergirl while searching for Twilight.
She and her other teammates then attempt to have Wonder Girl join their ranks when various new gods are found murdered by the Infinity Man.
While they are not successful in recruiting the novice Amazon, Artemis' teammate Bloody Mary is killed by the Infinity Man, causing the team to return to Apocalypse.
Artemis is a huntress who commands a pack of cyberhounds. She is trained in the use of a longbow. She has standard arrows and has used other more specialized arrows as well.
Baron Frederick Delam, also known as Baron Bedlam, is a superior fighter and tactician. Baron Bedlam is really Baron Frederick Delam, Bedlam being an anagram of his last name.
Delam's father, formerly a minor government official in the Kingdom of Markovia, was installed as a puppet ruler by the Nazi during World War II. It was during this time that Bedlam made advances to a young woman.
She became very distressed over this and smashes a bottle into his face. Bedlam gained a prominent scar from that incident, and the woman was executed.
At the end of the war, American forces helped the Marco family reclaim the throne. Even though Frederick managed to flee the country, his father was hung by the mob.
Years later, Frederick Delam, taking the name Baron Bedlam, gains the support of the Soviet army and the mysterious political manipulator, Bad Samaritan. Bedlam murders King Victor and seizes the throne.
Soviet and Markovian forces battle, leading to mass deaths on both sides. The Crown Prince, Brian Markov, with the aid of the scientist Dr. Jace, gains superpowers for the express purpose of stopping this invasion.
With the aid of other superheroes, a grouping under Batman's leadership that would soon call themselves the Outsiders, they infiltrate the country. In the final confrontation between Bedlam's forces and Markovia's outmatched army, the Outsiders intervene, turning the tide of the battle.
Geo-Force apparently kills Bedlam by dropping him into a raging mob. Bedlam survives this, however, and has returned many times to face the team.
Soon after, the Outsiders confront another aspect of Bedlam's forces, the superpowered Masters of Disaster. The two groups engage in a prolonged battle.
The Bad Samaritan also discovered Bedlam's plan to clone Adolf Hitler. Bedlam was not pleased at this and attacks his ally.
The clone project ultimately ends in failure.
And the new Hitler ends up being greatly distressed at what his original has done and has no wish to continue the madness.
Baron Bedlam is a superior fighter, a ruthless tactician, and he possesses unlimited financial resources. Recently, the name Baron Bedlam has been taken by another super criminal, formerly known as Dr. Bedlam.